Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon, Thursday edition of the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sean Carey here. Bob Buhner is going to be joining us too, and Steve will be mobile today. In a little while, he'll be checking in from Medlar Field at Lebrano Park. He'll be there for the, he'll be calling the State College Spikes doubleheader tonight with the Crosscutters, and they're going to be starting right at 5 o'clock. So Steve is already at the park. We'll connect with him soon, the Sunbury Motor Studio. Mobile today, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can get in touch with us anytime. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com, stevejones@wkok.com. Also like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Twitter handle at stevejonespsu. And you can also subscribe to our free podcast after our shows air live on WKOK. You can get them on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play, search Steve Jones Show and hit subscribe. That way we send them right to your smartphone and tablet. And you can also go back in time. We archive 3 months of shows and put them on the podcast archive section at stevejonesshow.com. So we'll be with you live till 5. We'll be talking NBA draft. Keith Smith later on from RealGM.com, a contributing NBA writer for Yahoo Sports. He'll jump on as we're a couple of hours away from the NBA draft starting this evening. At this point, less than 5 hours away? Less than 4 hours away? Pretty much no-brainer. Zion Williamson, the one-and-done player from Duke, will go to New Orleans. Ja Morant will go overall number two to Memphis, and then we'll see what plays out from there. So look who is here. Back from his road trip to Toronto for the Raptors' first ever NBA championship parade. Bob Buhner, hello, sir.
Hey, Sean, glad to be here.
It's always great to have you here.
I actually was stuck with 2 million ranting and raving Toronto Raptors fans in downtown Toronto on Monday afternoon as I was trying to get to a concert for someone that I had a crush on when I was a teenager. And that's Petula Clark of downtown fame and I Know a Place and all those British Invasion songs of the late 60s.
So little did you know when you booked this and got the tickets earlier this year.
Yes, and and the funny part was the parade in Toronto started at 10 o'clock. It was to be over by noon with then speeches. The parade took 5 hours to go about, as they say in Toronto, 7 kilometers.
Well, the last time that Canyon of Champions was used was, what, over 50 years ago?
Yeah, they're few and far between up in the Maple Leaf country. Toronto, a lovely city. Other than an occasional shooting during the celebration, things were pretty peaceful. So
it was up to, like, 4 people shot, something like
that? Yeah, a very bizarre kind
of thing. They're not used to those kind of big celebrations up there.
Apparently somebody got a little too exuberant with a pistol. But it was
I knew you were there. We were texting back and forth before you crossed the border over the weekend, and I was so close to texting you. I hope to pray and God you weren't shot.
No, just basically grazed, but that was it. And it was just downtown, to all you folks out in the central Susquehanna Valley, Toronto is a mere 5.5 hours away. It is a beautiful, stunning, clean city.
Well, you know central Western Pennsylvania, like the back of your hand.
Yep.
I mean, you've spent decades out there.
Yep.
And, you know, down the 79 corridor from Erie. There's a lot of shopping spots out there, and there's lots of times this time of year and in the fall, you see a lot of Ontario plates.
You do because of one thing. Taxes in Canada. Oh, boy.
Straight shot, straight down for them down into PA.
And, of course, they know in Pennsylvania you don't have to pay sales tax or anything like that on clothing. So we in Pennsylvania clothe our Canadian neighbors. But, yeah, Toronto, I was at right next to the BMO Stadium, which is the home of the Toronto Argonauts of the Canadian Football League.
Oh, their season will be starting here pretty soon.
The hotel that we stayed, it actually is going on right now. Just started. And we were at a hotel in downtown Toronto that was two blocks away from the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Just exhilarating stuff to go do and
one
see.
Day you could go there and walk in and look for the Stanley Cup. Well, guess what?
Well,
there.
Not there. Apparently, St. Louis has. The thing I thought that was so ironic.
Well, yesterday it ended up in Vegas. They have those annual postseason
award dinners.
Yeah, the
on.
NHL awards last night.
But,
it was about Vegas.
Sean, think about it in this perspective. We all know that basketball was invented by James Naismith up in Springfield, Massachusetts, and we Americans selfishly consider it an American sport. Meanwhile, up north, hockey, the Canadians claim that they've invented it, have a pond and a hard surface and a couple wooden sticks, and you bash a puck along, and it's Canada's national game. So here it is in 2019. St. Louis wins Canada's national sport, and Toronto wins American basketball
as a sport. Thing. Who would have thought that the Raptors would win their next title before the Maple Leafs?
Yeah. What an irony that turned out to be in those two sports.
And that's going to be the big burning question now in the NBA offseason once we get past the draft tonight.
Sure.
What's the scoop with Kawhi Leonard? Is he going to stay? Will he do a one and done? Will he stay maybe 2 years? Or with him being a California guy, went to San Diego State, will he, head to the Clippers?
Maybe the Lakers?
That's the thing. Lakers need a third piece. I mean, now with Anthony Davis and with LeBron, they need...
And Mike Muscala. Don't forget our Bucknell guy, Mike Muscala.
We cannot forget about Double M, for sure. But you need one. You need a third superstar, and just we'll have to see who that's going to be.
And, by the way, as we talk, there's a big international sporting event going. You think I'm going to say the Women's World Cup of Soccer.
That's what I thought.
USA and Sweden. The Americans looking to avenge one of the biggest defeats they suffered in the modern era in 2016 when they were upset by Sweden in the quarterfinals, I believe, of the Olympic competition, knocked them out of a gold medal. So here we are in the World Cup 2019. And
Team USA is off and running against Sweden. They're one-third into the first half, and they're up 1-0.
Oh, boy. And as we know in soccer, we don't say zero. We say nil.
Nil.
Nil. So lots happening in the world of sports.
Phillies are, they're sinking. Six games. They won like six games out of the last 18 games. Swept.
Yeah.
Yesterday, double bill.
Yeah, and Arrieta. It was a 2-0 second game of the series.
Pitched very well last night, but just gave up one bad pitch, and that pretty much sealed the fate of the game.
Yeah.
But they're going to wrap up the series tonight in D.C. before heading back home for the weekend.
Strasburg pitching for the Washington Nationals, I think.
And Nick Pivetta tonight for the Phillies.
There we go.
Hey, Steve.
There he is.
Bob, Sean, how are you guys today? I know that the two of you are holding a Ja Morant draft party.
thinking he's
going tonight,
quite high.
Until the NBA Futures game in February, tonight will be the last time you see Ja Morant. Because you won't be on TV, you won't be anywhere, not even the ESPN highlight package. This will be the last time you see him. Zion Williamson, you'll see every single night.
Oh.
Every single night. Kobe White in North Carolina is a very good prospect as a point guard. I think he's a really good prospect.
There's a report, Steve, that Zion Williamson has his own cable channel now. just going to have Zion all the time.
And LeVar Ball's dad is, where's my kid's channel?
Yeah, exactly. Duke at least had him for 1 year, made it to the finals of the Final Four, lost to Michigan State, 69-68, I think it was.
Give or take a point.
Yeah.
That's right.
So Zion at least had a year of college, unlike LeBron. Garnett, I think, was another one who went directly to the pros.
It turns out, getting back to the Phillies real quick, because of those rainouts, the Nationals are going to hold Steven Strasburg till tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
As the Nats start a series with the Braves coming up tomorrow night.
And that'll be on WKOK, the Phillies.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, the Phillies tonight, 6:30 will be on deck.
So what team does Trae Young play for?
Atlanta, right?
Yes, good guess.
Boy, right? That was a good one, Sean.
Okay. Yeah, because Trae Young last year during the college basketball season out of Oklahoma was the all-everything everywhere. He was the guy who was going to get you 25 to 30 points a game. He was going to get you a dozen assists a game. He might get you actually 6-7 rebounds a game. Now, as the season went, Trae Young is very slight of build. So as the season went, he wore down. So near the end, he wasn't quite as effective. But he ends up being, I think, the eighth overall pick in the draft. Nobody in the face of the earth knows how well he played this year. Nobody. Unless you're in Atlanta or deeply immersed in the NBA, you don't know. But, you know, here's the key. Interviews are so important to me. It's one thing to look at a tape and see what a guy does, can't do. You know, got it. But you have to figure out in the interview process who wants to be in the NBA versus who wants to be an NBA player. Just like who wants to be in the NFL and who wants to be an NFL player. There is a big difference. If you want to be in the NFL or you want to be in the NBA, it's because you love the glory and the glamour of being in the league and being a league player, and you love the money and you like the lifestyle and you like whatever. But if you want to be an NBA player or you want to be an NFL player, that tells me that the trappings of it, that's fine. It all goes with it. That's great. I'm going to get paid a lot of money. But you want to be really good. You want to be somebody that really works and practices hard at their craft. That is why you want to get as much background on these guys as possible. Let me give you a guy tonight that will be picked that very well might fall into that category. And again, this is the view from 30,000 feet, because obviously I don't know this person, I just know about him. And that is Jarrett Culver of Texas Tech. Jarrett Culver of Texas Tech comes from a family where both of his parents are ministers. He also is the kind of guy that if the practice, right, if Beard calls practice for 1 o'clock, he's actually on the practice floor at noon. Right? He's on the practice floor working on his craft, working on his game. Now, that is a player who's put his name into the NBA draft. And when you hear a story like that, that is not just a guy who wants to be in the NBA. They want to be an NBA player. And there is a difference between the two. Just like, you know, the guy that just, hey, I want to be in the NFL. It's great. I love it. It's awesome. And then there's the person that wants to be an NFL player. They want to put in the extra film work. They want to lift that extra weight. They want to run that extra sprint. They want to sit there and they want to make some extra throws before practice, maybe a few extra throws or catches after practice. Those are the people that are going to have the potential, barring injury, the longevity in the league, because they're going to bring the passion to the game and the passion to the work ethic and the passion to the part that the fan never sees. Because it's what you do when people aren't watching that tells everybody what kind of professional you really are.
Steve, right. It sounds like you're describing Bloomsburg University's Matt Filer, who is now with the Steelers because he wanted to be an NFL lineman. And he worked his butt off on practice squads and finally could be the starting tackle for the Steelers this year. And he loves it.
Absolutely, and that's what it comes down to. There is it's not just oh, I want to be in the NBA. I want to be in the NFL. Great. I think if you poll the vast majority of football players at every level, they want to be in the NFL, and they love the money. They love the glamour of it. They love the exposure of it. They love what, you know, they just love all the, okay. But then there's the person who wants to be the NFL. I don't want to just be in the NFL. I want to be an NFL player.
It's going
to
be
the craft of it means a lot to them.
It's going to be interesting to see if the Pelicans, and I don't think they'll do this, but there have been some rumors they may want to trade the number one pick for Zion Williamson to somebody else for a few players. And that was a rumbling on the internet early today. I don't believe it, but you never know.
They'll take Zion Williamson because they're going to build the team around him. It's to what they do with the number four pick.
Yeah.
See, it's the number. See, the pick they picked up from the Lakers, the four pick. Do you deal that pick or a package of picks? Because remember, they got three picks from the Lakers plus their own. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you then group that and deal it for a veteran that can help out Zion Williamson? Because in the end, this is a veterans league. It's always veteran teams that win. Okay, Golden State, veteran team. Cavaliers, veteran team. The Toronto Raptors, veteran team. Miami Heat, veteran team. San Antonio Spurs. They're always the older teams that win in this league. You feel like it, the rarity of the old Orlando Magic, with my old friend Brian Hill as the head coach. Brian was an assistant coach here for 3 years in the 80s. Right? Brian Hill was the head coach of that team down in Orlando. Okay? And they had Shaq, and they had Penny Hardaway, and they had Nick Anderson. They had a young nucleus that was incredible. That doesn't happen in this league anymore. It's always been a veteran league. Okay, the older teams win in this league. And that's where you can get the groupings. For example, LeBron's going to have Anthony Davis, and they want to get one more guy. Well, the one more guy they're going to get was not going to be the fourth overall pick. Hey, you know what? We think we're going to have Anthony Davis, LeBron, and Darius Garland. No. Okay, it's not going to happen. They want to get Jimmy Butler or somebody like that that is an established player, been around the block, an all-star type guy. That is what you want. Because in the end, the NBA, and sometimes the names change, right? I'll give you an example. Names change. Milwaukee was one of those outside-looking-in teams before. Now they're in this grouping of eight teams. The league is really only eight teams deep in terms of quality, good basketball teams. The other 22 are afterthoughts in this league. And look at the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Timberwolves picked up Andrew Wiggins from the Cavaliers. Cavaliers drafted him first overall. A couple days later, they traded him to the Timberwolves for Kevin Love. So Wiggins, who's played his entire career with T-Wolves, was the first overall pick. Well, the very next year, the Timberwolves themselves had the first overall pick. They drafted Karl Anthony Towns. Terrific. Okay, where are the Timberwolves on the NBA scale right now, even though they have back-to-back first overall picks? They're not anywhere. They're not a veteran team. They're not anywhere.
Do you think, Steve, that's because of the length of the NBA season, you know, 81 minimum games, and where college, you're probably 32, 33 games, and it's a much different season, so that rookie adjustment is monumental?
I think that veteran players play in this league because even though the NBA has gravitated toward the 19 one and done, and eventually, Bob, it's going to be no need to go to college. They'll take you out of high school.
Yeah, yeah,
like
I think
LeBron,
that's happening.
Like LeBron, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's going to happen. The next contract's going to be like that. There's a reality, though. It's the maturity part.
Oh, no
you
question.
It's emotional maturity, it's physical maturity, it's game maturity. That's why older players in this league thrive when they group together, because you know what? I'm Sean Livingston. I was a hot shot coming out of college. But boy, I love the end of my career, you know, when I've been playing as an older role player, because I understand the game much better. Sure. I understand the emotion of it. I can emotionally be a role player, right? I can pick my spots better, right? Older players can do that. That's why the NBA, I felt over the years, has made such a big mistake along the way of not saying at minimum, and this is the Players Association fault, it's not the owners on this one, this is the Players Association, okay? The ownership's always wanted to have at minimum 2 years and 20 years of age. Don't you want a more mature league? No, but instead the Players Association has been pushing, for whatever reason, the younger the better, and I don't get that. No. I thought the Players Association's job was to protect its current rank and file.
Right? Well, not doing that.
Not
by
the future rank and file.
Yeah. Silly.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We've been talking today about the big difference between I want to be in the NBA. I want to be in the NFL. As opposed to I want to be an NBA player. There is a big difference. I think Bob Buehner made a great point about the young man from Bloomsburg who is now with the Steelers. I mean, that's a person who has worked at their craft. And there's also another part to this, too. When you are in the NFL and you are drafted in rounds 1-3, you probably have to play your way out of the league. Your odds of getting a second contract are very, very high. If you're rounds 4-7, you've got to play your way, or a free agent, you have to play your way into the league. You've got to be able to play your way into that second contract. In the NBA, the guys taken tonight in round one will have to do everything in their power to play their way out of the league. It's going to take them everything possible to play their way out of the league. Okay? Because that's just the way it is. And if you're round two to get that second contract, I'm talking about the second contract. To get that second contract, you're going to have to play your way into the league. So the young man you're talking about from Bloomsburg, this is a guy that had to play his way into the league. He had to prove that he deserved the opportunity. He had to prove that he deserved to be in the starting lineup, as opposed to getting more breaks because management doesn't want to admit they made a mistake.
You know, that's one of the big things, Steve, is a general manager's ego when it comes to selecting draft picks and putting their reputation on the line for somebody. And sometimes they hold on a little too long, but that's because the general manager wants to show he's right, even when he's wrong.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, now, obviously, internally, I mean, we face that here internally sometimes. I mean, because the digital media guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, that's just a different story, different day. And Sean's like, oh, no.
Yeah. By the way, does Sean have an update on the USA-Sweden score?
Yeah, we do. It's still in the first half. 36 minutes in, Team USA is still leading 1-0.
Trying to revenge that loss in the 2016 Olympics, Steve, where Sweden knocked him out of the gold medal. They're going to play with a lot of intensity today. And this is the final of the round-robin stage of the tournament.
Yeah, they're in.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, okay, they're in. But now do you face, I want to say, if they win, they play Spain. No, I'm sorry. If they lose, they play Spain. I believe if they win, they play Canada or the Netherlands. Something like that. Yeah. And right now, they're 12 goals shy of my prediction.
Oh, you mean total goals in the tournament?
Oh, no, I think that I thought they would get 13 today. No, I'm just kidding. Sweden's too good.
Scores earlier today, the Netherlands beat Canada 2-1. And, sorry, Bob, Cameroon defeated New Zealand by a score of 2-1.
You know, the Indomitable Lions of, I think that's the, is that the name of the Cameroon team? I know the New Zealand team are the Blacks, let's see, Black Sox, I think. And take off the All Blacks rugby team and the Tall Blacks basketball team from New Zealand. So, sad to see the Kiwis lose, Sean and Steve.
Yeah, no, really. I feel like I'll give everyone the visual, the tear running down my cheek at the moment.
Yes. Steve.
That's a real shame, Bob.
Steve, tonight in the draft, can you any sleepers out there that, you know, somebody, they're going to call that name and people are going to go, who? Anybody coming along like that, do you think?
Well, it's always going to be the foreign players.
Yeah.
There's nobody collegiately that's a sleeper. I think there are certain guys that at the end of round one, you'll hear more familiar names. For example, I would expect probably near the end of round one, you'll hear Carson Edwards of Purdue. Whomever gets him is going to get not a star, but a really good NBA player. Guy can shoot, play in the league, that is quick, can get his own shot. He'll be a good, productive NBA player. Won't be a star.
Anybody else in the Big Ten, Steve, like that you've seen in the last couple of years as you've done the play-by-play for the Lions across the Big Ten League?
Well, the first guy picked is not a guy whose game I'm enamored with. Romeo Langford of Indiana will be the first Big Ten player picked. I'll be honest with you, Bob. I mean, physical gifts, yes. Game, I don't see it. I don't see it. People in Indiana will tell you that he was banged up this year. He played hurt. Okay. All right. I can buy into that. But I don't see it. I see him being the kind of player that will knock around the league for 10 years. And when it comes to the impact of it, not really. There'll be guys taken in the second round tonight. Jordan Poole, to me, is a mystifying guy in this draft. Mystifying. And here's why it's mystifying. It's not as if he doesn't have an NBA shot. He does. Jordan Poole is a very nice offensive game. But when his father says, this is before John Beilein took the Cavaliers job, when his father says, well, we just feel that here at Michigan, you know, that he can't advance his offensive game anymore. We're going to the league. This is John Beilein you're talking about. It's one of the finest offensive minds the college game has ever seen. Right? Who are you kidding here? All right? The guy that has surprised me that has not worked out well and has fallen from grace is Izzy Brazdeikis. I thought, out of Michigan, I thought Brazdeikis, to me, when I watched Michigan, I thought he was the best pro prospect they had. Left-handed, can move, drive to the bucket. Okay defender, can rebound. And he has not practiced well, combined well. So right now he's on the border of being a second-round pick. I'm talking about second round like he's like 50 to 60.
Sort of the tail
Poole might get picked before him. And I'm not big on Poole's game for the next level. Charles Matthews, of course, tore an ACL. Matthews, I think, may have been picked probably 45 to 60. But Matthews is a really good defensive player. That's what would have helped him. See, Josh Reeves won't get picked tonight, but Josh Reeves will be 24 hours from now. He'll be signed by somebody. He'll be signed by somebody. Josh will be playing in the NBA Summer League. There's no doubt in my mind he will be.
That's the league out in Las Vegas, is that not?
Vegas, Orlando, there's... I mean, Vegas is the prime one, but Orlando has one.
Okay.
But, you know, he'll be signed right away. I think Bruno Fernando will be a second-round pick. A lot of people thought he might be a first-round pick, but in today's game, 6'10 inside presence, yeah, they want you, but not as a first-round pick. So he'll probably be a second-round pick. Ethan Happ of Wisconsin probably will not get picked.
That's a bit of a surprise.
Well, again, big man.
Yeah.
Who does not have an outside shot, is not a good free throw shooter, but has wonderful, impeccable basketball instincts. Happ last year, and in fact in the last 2 years, led Wisconsin in scoring, rebounding, and assists. So he knows how to play the game and where all the chess pieces are. But in this league, Happ will be one of those guys that he'll get signed quickly. A guy that also will not probably get picked. I don't think Tyler Cook of Iowa is going to get picked. And I mean, he put his name in last year for evaluation. He decided to come back. Now he's kept his name in. I'm like, what are you doing? But you know what? College isn't for everybody. College is not for everybody. And maybe these guys just don't want to go to school anymore. But there's 87 underclassmen in this draft. 87. It's a 60-player draft.
Yeah. So you automatically
have 27 guys among underclassmen that will not get picked. Now, if you add in seniors and, in particular, foreign players, that may number 15 guys. Maybe. You'll have a couple foreign players taken in the first round. Then you're going to see a lot of, draft and stash.
Yep.
Okay? You're going to see a lot of that in the second round. So that ends up being 15. Well, now that means we're up to 42 guys that are underclassmen that will not end up being in the NBA.
Now, Steve,
that are underclassmen, and there was, I've always had advice for these guys, twofold: either understand where Portland, Erie, and Canton are in the G League, or make sure you take a foreign language because you're going to need it.
Steve, what is the rule in the NBA if you come out for the draft and you don't get picked for whatever reason? Can you come back and play college ball?
If you go to the draft and you keep the agent at bay, if you go to the draft and you don't get picked, you can go back to college.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. Let me amend that, because I didn't say that correctly.
Okay.
If you put your name in for the draft and you are selected to go to the NBA Combine and then don't go drafted, then you can go back to school. So, in other words, let's take Lamar Stevens. Stevens was not invited to the Combine this year. He also wasn't invited to the G League Elite, but that doesn't matter. It's the Combine. So, since Lamar was not invited to the Combine, if Lamar had kept his name in the draft and wasn't drafted, he could not come back to Penn State. You can only have the option to go back if you participated in the Combine, of which there's only 61 guys that were invited. Okay, John Morant said no. Mm-hmm. He did not participate. So if you go to that, you then, and don't get picked, Combine, don't get picked, you can go back to school.
So much different than the NBA rule, or NFL rule then.
Oh, much different.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be on that. I think the NBA is a better system. For two reasons. Number one, and part of it's timing.
Sure.
The NFL, it's the start of the spring semester. you got to make up your mind early. There's, you know, it's a week after the national championship game. So once you say you're doing it, by whatever day, pick the date, January 15th. Well, on January 16th, what you said on the 15th goes. Okay? Then you go to the combine. Then you do the workouts. Then they have your pro day. Then there's the draft. Okay. The NBA, you have the Portsmouth Invitational, which is for seniors. Then you can put your name into the draft. And you can hire an agent, and the agent can help steer you through the process. You can work out for as many teams as you want. Lamar Stevens, as an example, had invitations to work out for 8 teams. He ended up working out for 6 because of the transportation logistics. So he worked out for 6 teams. You then can go to the G League Elite Camp if you're invited. Or, best scenario, like Tony Carr a year ago, you get to go to the NBA Combine. You then can work out for more teams after you're done, and they give you to almost the end of May to make up your mind as to whether to keep your name in the draft or not. Now, it's a little bit easier now because for a basketball player, because of the timing. Let's go back to Lamar Stevens this year. One of the provisos of working out is that they cannot work you out on campus if you have class that day. And
wow.
You cannot be working out for them if there's class that day. Well, that's fine because the last day of classes here at Penn State happened to be, what was the Blue White game this year? The 13th?
Yeah.
Last day of class here was April 26th. Lamar took his finals, and his last final, I want to say, was May 2nd. Well, that gave Lamar the entire month of May to work out for anybody because he's out of school. Okay? The NFL system, because of the calendar, is a little more different. I wish the NFL would do this. You declare for the draft, and then at the Senior Bowl, there should be a 2-day combine for underclassmen where they work out, show what they can do down in Mobile for 2 days, and then have a discussion with both the player, you know, an email to the player and an email to the coach, and that way on January 31st, the player should be able to make up his mind whether he's in the draft or not. I wish they would have a more liberal football system.
Sure.
That open the door where you, with in a combine, you get an evaluation from coaches about where you really might stand in this whole thing. And by saying January 31st, if you decide to come back the next Wednesday, the first February Wednesday in February, is for letter of intent, the late signing period. Mm-hmm. Well, by saying January 31, you've at least given coaches at least a couple of days to adjust whether you're gone or not.
Sure, and that's the other side of that equation, Steve, isn't it? You know, you as a college coach, you want to know who's on the team for spring ball.
Right, you want to know, yeah, but you want to know who's on your roster for the upcoming year and how you're filling it.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to do with this. So to me, it's a great scenario for the coaching staff, right? Well, not a great let me amend that. It's not a great scenario for the coaching staff because, again, you're trying to recruit, but maybe you don't know you have the spot until the 31st. But at least it's better in that regard. You might get the player back. And number two, it gives the underclassmen more of a chance to see where they really do stand against other underclassmen as to whether or not they should keep their name in the draft.
Sure.
I mean, it gives them more time to do this. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.